This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 101 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Robert Sorensen from the Sauna House. Robert, welcome.
Thank you, Jim. It's awesome to be here.
Yeah, no, pleasure to get to know people in the community and understand what they do. So why don't we jump right in? Why don't you share a little bit about what you guys do over at the Sauna House?
All right. So Sauna House, we should be open later on this summer. And our mission is to really provide residents and guests of Southwest Florida a passive wellness experience focused on recovery, longevity, and community through offerings of traditional Finnish sauna, cold pools, infrared sauna, all packaged in a tech-free atmosphere.
Interesting. So how did you get involved in this industry?
That's a little bit of a wild ride. my background is really in health and wellness. I spent 12, 13 years providing wellness care at a very high-end facility here in Southwest Florida, focusing on physical fitness, wellness activities. I was very good at what I did. I enjoyed what I did, but I wasn't really being challenged. And when you stop being challenged, you stop growing. And I think subconsciously, I started looking at what other ways I can better service our community that we live in. So I was on a road trip en route to eventually landing in Chattanooga, where I was going to participate in an Ironman triathlon. And through that, my travels took me through Columbus, Ohio, took me through Asheville, North Carolina. And my partner had a work conference there. I was about 2 weeks out from the Ironman, and she had the conference all day long, and I was trying to do something that wasn't going to further wreck my body, and instead kind of prep me for the race. Cold plunging, traditional sauna is something that I've always done when I can find it. So I Googled around and found this location called Sauna House. So I immediately booked a 2-hour session. Their sessions are 2 hours in their public, what's called the hot, cold, relax circuit. And I went and I couldn't have had a better experience. It was amazing. The soup to nuts, everything about it. And I couldn't get it out of my head. Carried forward through the triathlon, actually got called back to work the day after the triathlon. We had Hurricane Ian knocking on our window. So I literally finished the Ironman. 8 hours later, I'm in my car driving from Chattanooga back to Naples. Immediately report to work. I've got all my luggage still packed with me. So I spend the next couple days servicing at work. We go through the Hurricane Ian recovery, and the entire time I cannot get Sauna House out of my mind. And my partner, she finally just encouraged me, man, pick up the phone and call them. You need to tell them all these things. So I tried and nobody was answering. I finally got through somebody and told them how I felt. They're like, that's so interesting that you're sharing all this. We too think that this would be a great product down in Southwest Florida. And interestingly, we just finished our franchise documentation. So I started the conversation right then and there. It's like, man, I am bringing Sauna House to Southwest Florida. And we signed on. I've been working on it now since October of 2022, getting real, real close to opening. And I couldn't be more excited to bring this to the community.
I bet, you know, and with your experience, you know what things are good and what works. And I guess we've all had challenges, especially opening a new business along our journey. Was there something that maybe helped define you that you can look back at now and hopefully look back on and say, you know what, I'm in a better place now because of it?
Yeah, for sure. There's been many, especially over the last 18 months going through this process. But if I were to really nail down one, when I was a teenager, I did lose an older brother to a car accident. I was 14 years old at the time. And at the time, of course, it's world changing. Now I can reflect back at it and realize the experience really encouraged me to grow up quicker than the friends that I had around me. And what it did was it allowed me to grow and connect with people, and not just to connect, but to empathize. So I really found myself connecting with my grandparents, my parents, my parents' friends and clients. I was the kid in the kitchen talking to the parents of the friend instead of the friend. And that really led itself into working with the older population, which served me super well in my first career. And now I've really been able to adapt that ability to care and empathize really to anyone of all ages.
I love it. I love it. So I'm sorry, you mentioned you're from here originally, from Southwest Florida?
I've been down here since 1991. Okay. My family migrated down from Milwaukee. Okay. I was just 3 or 4 years old at the time. So I still have some extended family in the Midwest, but Florida, Southwest Florida, Naples is certainly home.
Very nice. We love Wisconsin. I was born in Wisconsin, but we don't love the weather so much.
No, we don't.
So are there any maybe myths or misconceptions around what you do in the industry that we could clear up for our listeners?
So when Sauna House opens its doors, I think one of the most common things people have in their mind, even though it's super strong in the zeitgeist right now, is that cold plunging or cold pools are only for athletes. And yeah, athletes use it to aid in muscle recovery and reduce inflammation. But there's a number of other benefits as well, just to those in the general population. Primarily, we can see improvement in overall blood circulation, blood flow throughout the body, which is going to improve your overall cardiovascular health. It's also super strong in helping boosting the immune system by increasing the production of white blood cells, which are the cells inside your body that are responsible for fighting off infection and disease. So you can see likely a decrease in occurrence of colds and other illnesses. And then the third one that's probably the coolest part is what it does for your mental health. Cold plunging is going to reduce your stress and anxiety levels. So the cold water stimulates the release of endorphins, dopamine response, and the other feel-good hormones within the body. And after plunging, if you've never tried it before, it's like taking 5 shots of espresso. You're like you shot out of a freaking cannon with no crash afterwards.
Interesting. So if you get the energy from that, and it's so you've been around the health and well industry for quite a long time. Are you seeing anything that's, I want to say, trending or changed recently?
I would point my finger in the direction of what I'm working on opening: sauna, cold plunge, infrared sauna. Relatable to maybe what we saw with sushi in the early 90s, where it finally got Americanized. It's something that's been eaten for literally thousands of years, but it wasn't really seen stateside until it was packaged appropriately. And like the yoga boom in the early 2000s as well, it wasn't Americanized yet. We weren't ready for it, but somebody figured it out. Now there's a yoga studio on like every corner. And soon enough, you're going to see more and more availability of sauna and cold plunge, despite it being readily available in many European countries, Finland specifically. It's not something foreign to most foreigners, but it's something we're just now learning about within the United States.
So I've seen it at least. I'm sure other people have seen it too. But yeah, the cold plunge is becoming very popular. You see it on the internet. You see people doing it at home. It's quite expensive to do it at home, isn't it? I mean, who invests in all that ice?
That's arguably the biggest challenge to it. Is if you want to package it for yourself at home, it's costly. And the opening a bathhouse also not right. Bank account friendly. But that's one of the cool things about Sauna House is our tagline is actually Sauna House is good for the planet and everyone on it. And we want to provide affordable access to a tool that we're now learning is incredibly powerful and not just increasing lifespan, but also health span. Health span being living longer with the absence of disease. So we want to make this service available to the public. Whereas if you're in some of our bigger cities where these are rolling out, like New York City, Los Angeles, Miami, there's some locations available where you can book a time and expect to pay several hundred dollars. And ours is going to be a fraction of that. And truly, I think the best gift we could ever give ourselves is to the opportunity to live our life to the fullest into the 80s, 90s, and beyond, and then have something catastrophic happens that takes us away. And we need to move away from sick care being the normal and focus more on tools like sauna and cold plunge that we have right in front of us that we can use to avoid the slow slide, decline, the age, the years spent in illness, and just and have a healthy, full life. And at Sauna House, you're going to be able to do that, and it's not going to break the bank.
It's kind of like it's preventative maintenance in a sense. It's kind of like, you know, you don't put oil in your car once it runs out of oil. You do it beforehand to change it to make sure it's fresh and always so the engine's running properly. And that's a similar situation here where you want to take care of your body, not just your body physically, but, you know, your mind as well, too.
You nailed it, man. It's we don't want to be weekend warriors. We want to be lifelong warriors. And part of that is performing routine maintenance. This is why people get massages. This is why we know stretching is important. Physical activity is important. This is just another bucket for us to invest some time into.
And, you know, and they, like you mentioned, they don't have to be, you don't have to be an athlete to reap the benefits from something like this.
No, not at all. It's, It's exactly like a proper exercise program. The routine can be adjusted to meet you where you're at in tolerance. So using Sauna House as an example, we follow hot, cold, relax. So your visit, you can expect to spend 2 hours in our facility or up to 2 hours. And within those 2 hours, we suggest you spending about 15 minutes in the sauna, up to 3 minutes in the cold plunge, and then 15 minutes going through the rewarming cycle spent on heated furniture. But say you can only tolerate 5 minutes. So you only do 5 minutes in the sauna. Say you can only get your legs into the cold pool. Guess what? You're still going to benefit from getting your legs in. And then over time, we encourage individuals to really push towards what literature is telling us, which is sauna bathing, cold plunging the majority of the days of the week. And that's really where you're going to see that reduction in all-cause mortality go up, the decreased risk in cardiovascular disease, the decreased risk in Alzheimer's disease, and all the other ailments associated with aging.
I love it. I love it. I love what you do. Is there one thing maybe you wish our listeners knew about Sauna House that maybe they wouldn't know?
I'll give you a two-parter on that.
All right.
There is proper bathhouse etiquette. As far as cleanliness, we do encourage users to shower before going into the sauna, shower, rinse off after exiting the sauna and board before they go into the cold plunge, just so that we eliminate any sort of oils, residues on the body. And this is a clothed facility. I get that question a lot. So all patrons of swimsuits, if you prefer to wear a swim top or swim full bottom, that's going to be a requirement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How would they go about contact you? We're anxiously awaiting your opening, but how would they go about getting a hold of you if they're interested in learning more?
So if you travel to saunahouse.com and navigate to the Bonita Springs tab or on social media, Instagram, we are Sauna House Bonita Springs.
Very nice. Robert, it's been a pleasure getting to know you, and we were anxiously awaiting, like I said, to welcome you to the community and open your doors. But thank you for being on the Good Neighbor Podcast today.
Of course. Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.